Well, as you know, DOD has a large, diverse workforce. It's well over 700,000. And this report looked at the DOD civilian leaders who are managing that workforce. And as you know, there's a number of skills that they bring in addition to those that the military service members bring in terms of logistics support, intel, maintenance, a whole host of activities that DOD relies upon this very critical workforce.
So this civilian leadership, I mean, of course, a lot of civilian leaders doing all the back-end stuff, pay and all those kinds of financial management, all those kinds of things, but we're really talking about a wide scope of skills.
Yes, we are. We're talking about the senior leaders that make up the senior executive service corps, or their senior leader group, or their senior technical group, as well as their counterparts with the Department of Defense's intelligence agencies that have a separate senior leader force in place. And the numbers for that senior leaders that we're talking about is a little over 2,000 that's managing this large workforce.
So essentially, walk me through, what was GAO's task here?
Well, we had three objectives. The first was to review how DOD assessed its needs for its senior leadership. The second was to look at how they determined the need for additional senior-level positions. And then the last objective looked at what they were doing in terms of educating and preparing for the next round of senior leaders.
So essentially, are we able to get the right people in the right places and make that assessment of how do we have the right numbers of people working on the right things, right?
The bottom line here was, do they actually have a valid approach to determine their true needs in terms of the numbers and the right people to be the very senior leaders? How many do they need? And go ahead.
And how do you go about doing it? Because every agency, any place, it's not just DOD that has to do this. Everybody has to make that kind of assessment. How did you go about assessing whether they were doing the right thing?
Well, again, we were looking at their approach, their methodology. OPM does have criteria that we relied upon of how you go about determining your needs and what the makeup of your senior leaders should be in terms of their function, skills, and competencies that they bring. We asked DOD, of course, we met with top officials in the Office of Secretary of Defense, Personnel and Readiness that oversees that determination for the DOD senior leaders, as well as those that worked in the Office of Secretary of Defense for the Undersecretary for Intelligence, that oversees the senior leaders for intelligence. We looked at their regulations, their directives of what guided their process, and most importantly, back in 2008, there was a memorandum from the Undersecretary for Personnel and Readiness directing such a baseline review. It was quite an extensive memo with detailed taskings that went out to the components. So we relied very heavily upon that as our starting point.
And so how is DOD doing on this?
Well, the good news is there is much going on. As you know, DOD has undergone a lot of turmoil the last decade with two ongoing wars, and civilians are playing more and more a role upon which the department relies. And there obviously was a lot of activity that happened during the 2008 baseline review. However, unfortunately, DOD didn't document much of that review. There were 21 components that they sent this tasking to gather the information that they needed to determine, you know, what the baseline was. And unfortunately, six of the 21 had incomplete documentation. And in some cases, for example, there would be documentation about a particular position's responsibilities and if they oversaw resources, which was part of the tasking, but it would be incomplete in terms of if it was a valid requirement and how that requirement helped meet other mission requirements.
And also you made recommendations about metrics.
Oh, yes. The metrics is related to the third objective, looking at DOD's new senior leader program that they established. This program replaces another one that never quite got off the ground. It's quite different in that it's more structured. It has time limits. It requires the individuals to have a development plan, for example, and there are metrics regarding the people before they enter the program. There are metrics while they're in the program, but we think they need metrics after the program to make sure that these people are prepared and go on to fill positions that where they're needed. And DOD did agree with that recommendation.
And those kind of metrics could assess essentially, again, that question, do we have the right people with the right skills in the right place?
That's right. When you have a program that's designed to train people as future leaders and you're spending millions of dollars, you want to make sure that you're meeting the goal, that you're getting what you need. So that's one of the reasons to have the metrics.